Start your day the right way by taking charge of your physical and mental fitness.
It's important to know your numbers. They determine if your blood pressure is high or low, your cholesterol balance, even your blood sugar level, heart rate, and much more.
Get tested by visiting your doctor, clinic, or stop by at any health center closest to you.
Take control today. This message is from Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning. Today we'll be talking about the World Cancer Day and focusing once more on bridging the gap. Thank you, Dr. Adamu, for coming on the program once more. As our president of the Nigerian Cancer Society, it's always a pleasure to have you on this program with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Pamela, for having me on the show. A very good morning to viewers and listeners. Glad to be here.
Thank you. We're talking about cancer. World Cancer Day, we're talking about bridging the gap. Can you tell us, for those listeners, I'm sure most people know about what cancer is, but just a quick wrap-up of what cancer is, what are the commonest cancers in Nigeria, perhaps, and why do we need to keep talking about closing the care gap?
Well, thank you very much for that question. Well, it is very important. People know what cancer is, but it's very important for us to understand that cancer is not just one disease entity. Cancer is a conglomeration of diseases, you know, over 200 diseases that can affect basically every living organ. Now, you can have cancers of basically every organ, like I said, and these cancer cells are just cells that have decided to, you know, not follow the normal mechanism that the system, the body has. You know, so they undergo uncontrolled, you know, division, multiplication, thereby disturbing or distorting the architecture of normal cells. And like I said, you can have cancers of basically every living organ. You can have cancers of the tongue, you can have cancers of the teeth, you can have cancers of the breast, you know, cervix in women, you can have cancers in the prostate. So now, in Nigeria, not only in Nigeria, actually, all over the African continent and indeed all over the world, there are three common cancers that we have. When you talk about the cancers of the breast, that's number one. The cancer of the cervix in women, even though this cancer is grossly underdiagnosed in Nigeria, so it's actually number two. But in the real sense, particularly to advocates like me, it can be the number one cancer. Then, of course, you have the cancer of the prostate, you know, and that that basically affects men. Now, cancers of the breast and cervix affects mainly women. But cancer of the breast, you have 1-2% of men that also develop a cancer of the breast, but it's very rare. So these three common cancers that are very preventable, actually the most common cancers we have. Over 60% of the cancer presentations in Nigeria and indeed all over the world on these three common cancers. Now, there are a variety of things that can bring about cancers. For example, when you talk about cervical cancer, we are talking about the human papilloma virus, which is the primary culprit, you know, in the causation of cervical cancer. And, you know, cervical cancer is one cancer that is highly preventable because it has a precancerous stage, it usually takes over close to 10 years or so to develop into cancers. Now, we can have the lifestyle, you know, factors that can cause cancer. You can have predisposing factors such as smoking that can cause cancers. You also have some percentage of cancers that are hereditary in nature. And of course, some cancers that have, unknown etiologies, but mostly the predisposing factors, what we pay attention to as cancer advocates. Now, in Nigeria, the problem with cancer is the presentation. Because when most of these cancers that are preventable are not detected early, that is why you have, complication that usually leads to death. And in Nigeria, that is actually, the major issue that we have regarding cancer care gaps that we have in our environment. Most cancers, especially the common ones, come to the hospital or are diagnosed at very late stages, when the cancers must have gone to other aspects, to other parts of the body, and thereby becoming uncontrollable, thereby affecting multiple organs of the body, and ultimately death. And this is why when you juxtapose the the cancer diagnosis in Nigeria, when you have over 70% of the new cancer diagnosis in a particular, means that late presentation is actually the major culprit that brings about the high level of mortality, the high level of death as a result of cancer. Now, just like in every other low and middle income country like Nigeria, the disparities that exist across the spectrum of care is actually, these are the health inequities that exist all over, all around us. And these are the cancer care gaps that we need to close. So commemorating World Cancer Day, this is the third year of this campaign, which is about closing the care gaps, which is about addressing these health inequities that exist in our environment, which is about the push for universal health coverage, because Nigeria, for example, a country of over 200 million, has about 85% of the population paying for healthcare out of their pockets. And cancer treatment is very expensive. And without insurance cover or without appropriate cover for cancer under the insurance scheme, it makes it very difficult, because cancer treatment, even to the rich person, is very expensive, talk less of the poor in Nigeria. So cancer is killing our people. Cancer has been a major problem to us. And of course, the myths and misconceptions associated with cancer. In major parts of this country, because of the literacy level of Nigerians, you discover that there are a lot of myths and misconceptions associated with anything that resembles cancer. People are discouraged from going to the hospital, and that is what brings about the late presentation. It's usually when, the cancers have advanced, they have, gotten to a stage where you can only, salvage the situation, but not for the patient. So it is very important that we address the issue of awareness, because we have a lot of gaps in awareness, which is a major gap that we have. Because when we look at the fact that most cancers are preventable, what people need is the proper education on what to do and how to do it, when to go for screening, and at what age to start screening. So it is very important. Programs like these are very crucial, in bringing about education to the doorstep of Nigerians, so that Nigerians will be fully equipped, will know what to expect, will know what to do, whenever it is necessary, so that we can reduce the cancer burden in Nigeria.
No, I think, thank you very much. I think that's been very useful and very, very, sort of succinct summary of what cancer is and the need to close the care gap. And as you mentioned, there's so many of the cancers that are actually preventable, such that if we can, put things in place to make sure people are aware of how to pick them up, at an early stage, or even the steps they need to take to prevent them, I think it'll go a very long way. Now, there are a number of other issues that we're experiencing in Nigeria specifically, particularly to do with things like the rising cost of drugs. How do you think that care gap can be closed?
Well, you see, the issue, of course, is a major issue in terms of cancer care. Like I said, cancer treatment is very expensive, even to the rich, talk less of the poor. And almost every one of us, in one way or the other, is affected by cancer. If you don't have a family member that has cancer, you have someone within your locality that has cancer. So it basically affects everybody. And in the larger perspective, it brings about, it affects, the economy of the country, because, they say health is wealth. And if a civil servant is away from work, it definitely affects his productivity. It definitely affects the economy of the country. Now, Regarding affordability to care, you know, I said earlier that over 85% of Nigerians pay for healthcare out of their pockets. And so it is very crucial and important that we emphasize the fact that universal health coverage is the way out. We are somewhat lucky in Nigeria because last year, the National Health Insurance Act was amended, making healthcare now compulsory on all Nigerians. And we want to believe that with the new act in play now, the National Health Insurance Authority would up the ante in the fact that the coverage for the formal sector will not only be the yardstick upon which insurance coverage is measured, because when you measure the coverage on the part of the formal sector, the civil servants, even with the inclusion of state health insurance agencies, is still an abysmal percentage, because the coverage as at last year of the National Health Insurance was about 12% of the entire population of Nigeria. And the reason is because the non-formal sector, the market women out there, the businessmen out there, are not actually covered. The vulnerable in society, the aged, you know, the retired civil servants are not covered. And this is why this new act has some form of remedy. For example, there is the Vulnerable Fund under the new National Health Insurance Authority Act that is promised to cater for about 17 million vulnerable individuals. So now what we need is push by advocates, you know, for proper implementation of the new National Health Insurance Authority Act so that Nigerians will have the cover. Mind you, the insurance cover is now compulsory on all Nigerians according to the act. And so government
Can I jump in and ask a question? Question being, yes, now the compulsory insurance is compulsory. National health insurance is compulsory. However, does it cover cancer? Because a lot of insurance does not cover cancer. So the fact that it's compulsory now, is it also something that covers cancer? Yes.
Yes, this is where the problem is, because, you know, insurance is a business. And the idea of pooling resources to cater for those that may be sick, when you critically look at the cancer expenses, you know, we have said that cancer treatment is very expensive. So it's very true that for you to completely cover cancer, it may be a Herculean task, but it's actually doable, because you are talking about pooling resources of Nigerians. If currently you are covering for maybe you are pooling resources for maybe 10% of the population, you can imagine a situation where you are pooling resources from 80 to 90% of the entire. And I want to believe that with the right apparatus in place, even complete cover for cancer is possible, you know, because right now, under the National Health Insurance Authority, there is actually some form of cover for cancer, you know, only that not...
But it needs to be expanded, yes.
Expanded, you know, and then, of course, the Cancer Health Fund that is play, and even the National Health Insurance Authority also has a cost-sharing mechanism, you know, for cancer care, where a collaboration between the authority and some private pharmaceutical companies, where a certain percentage of the bill is settled by the patient, and the government and the partners take care of the other part. And again, we also have the Cancer Access Program, which is also a cost-sharing mechanism where patients pay 50% and the government and partners pay the remaining 50%. So my belief is that if the new law will be fully implemented, the fund for the vulnerable age group, because cancer patients are vulnerable,
What you're saying is, we do expect it to grow.
Definitely.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Thank you, Madam Hawa, for coming on the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us. We know you're a cancer survivor and have set up a very laudable organization. Can you tell us, why did you set it up? And what is your opinion as to how we can help close the care gap in cancer in Nigeria?
Thank you, Dr. Pamela, for having me. My name is Hawa Kakubi. I'm the founder of Save a Life Cancer Awareness and Support Network here in Kano State. It's an organization where we focus mainly on creating awareness and providing free screening for breast and cervical cancer. What actually motivated me to initiate this foundation is the fact that I'm a cancer survivor, 7 years now, 8 years actually, breast cancer survivor. Yeah. So after my audio, I decided to establish this foundation so that I can also give back to the society. And one critical issue that we have in the society is lack of awareness. Yes, the cancer is there. Cancer has always been there. And we know early detection is key. But knowledge is more key, because if you are aware of this disease, if you are aware of the signs and symptoms, if you know what to do, what where to go, how to take care of yourself, it beats even detecting it. Because what we say is that when you know about the disease, it's cheaper than the cure. So awareness is cheaper than the cure. So what I want to have on is awareness. Let's take this awareness to the grassroots. Let's take this awareness everywhere. Yes, the health insurance is trying, and as Dr. Adamu said, it's compulsory. Insurance is for everyone. But you were also asking if it covers cancer. So the issue now is that if we are aware, if we know, if we know the signs and symptoms of this disease, let presentation will be very less, and even the cost of insurance will be less. The cost will be less. Everybody is running away from the cancer because of the high cost. We all know how it is. Even way back then, it was expensive, not to talk of now, rising economy and all that and all that. So, but the cheapest mode of curing cancer is awareness. It costs nothing, next to nothing, to make people be aware. And that's why we focus on creating this awareness. We let the people know. We provide screening, baseline screening to these women, so that whatever is detected at an earlier stage is cheaper and very easy to detect. It will curb the issue of late presentation. It will curb the issue of so many other issues that is going to arise as a result of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful. And I think that is something that we all take on board. Well, that's why we're here talking about cancer right now. And I think we need to do a lot more. Thank you very much. Engineer Dozier.
Thank you.
Can we speak to you? Thank you very much for coming on the program. Can you share with us also the details about your own organization and how and why, you know, you set it up? In your opinion, what are the important things we need to do about closing the care gap in Nigeria?
Thank you, Dr. Pamela, for having me. Nest of Hope Advocacy and Support Community was just founded out of shared passion for maybe survivorship. Having passed through cancer, the diagnosis, the treatment, and the recovery, you know, so the journey has been hectic. So I think I drew passion or drew my emotion. I put them together and wrapped them as a pack. Now put the energy into survivorship. That is what Nest of Hope is all about. And what we do is advocacy in the sense that all of us agree that the disparity is much. The burden is huge. And it's not something one person can carry. I've argued that every cancer patient stroke survivor at one point or the other becomes indigent. And that is fact. So we are trying to like take action, bringing people or encouraging people to come together. Because for us to close the care gap, right, it is not something one person will do. It needs everybody. And there's something that I am interested in also outside survivorship. And that is not just awareness, right? Not just for people to begin to be this thing. Control. How do we control this? There are a lot of things like, apart from cervical cancer, like Dr. Damu mentioned, that is linked to HPV. Most cancers do not know. In fact, the reason or the cause is not known. Now, we only talk about the risk factors, which lifestyle is maybe among or plays the prevalent role. So, but when we are talking about this lifestyle modification, you see that what we eat, what we take, is a whole lot contributing factor to this menace. Now, you look at it. It seems as if we have a system that encourages the health of the industries or the economy of the industries more than the health of the citizens. So we are looking at government to put a control to things that we eat or that are produced where we eat, right? If you take a look at the carbonated things, drinks, packaged food, and all the rest of them, nobody knows how they are being produced. There is no monitoring, right? And all these things are thrown into the market. They are kind of accessible. They are easy to reach, right? Now,
yes. They're easy to access. So what you're talking about is something like the government to put measures in place to protect the public. Is that what I'm hearing from you? To close that care gap.
That's correct. Now, to also, when we're talking about closing the care gap as regards the people who have been affected, you see, like Dr. Domu captured, a lot of policies are on ground, much talk, but less action. As a cancer survivor, there's less things that we are seeing as per all these policies, all these things that are on ground. The only way to closing this care gap is for government to make it accessible, right? These treatment options, from surgery to drugs and to all of them together. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think that's very useful. Our last lady, Ethel. Sorry, there's not much time left, but we want to hear from you. Can you tell us quickly why you set up your foundation and what your opinion is as a survivor as to how we need to close the cancer care gap in Nigeria?
Thank you so much, Dr. Pamela. Okay, so my name is Ethel Olomo. I'm the founder of Engrace Life Foundation and also a stage 4 breast cancer survivor. In Engrace Life, we're into advocacy, free screening, and a whole lot of support for cancer. And our advocacy will tend to go to the rural communities, because whatever I'm doing is I use myself because it's a shoe I've worn. We do this, apart from the advocacy, going to the rural communities. I went through a lot of stigma because then nobody was talking about cancer. It's a subject that was like a secrecy, like don't talk about it, because everybody, nobody, there was no awareness around it that this is a sickness, maybe like malaria or typhoid or maybe kidney. People just felt that having cancer, you must have offended one god or the other. That is why the wrath of the gods came upon you. So, you know, going through that stigma and coming out of it strong, I owe it as a duty to people, to others, to communicate to them that you don't have to feel guilty for having cancer. Cancer can happen to anybody, big, small, rich, poor, east, west, anywhere, black, white, no matter your color, cancer can come. So you don't have to kill yourself, because a lot of people are suicidal. And also, I remember when going through cancer, I had a lot of support from my family. What if I didn't have that? Because now a lot of people reach out to me because some of them, their husband divorced them, family abandoned them. I know of a man that abandoned the wife in the hospital 2 weeks ago, who had to even go and bail her to rescue her from the hospital. So all those things made me go into that because of personal experience, and also make people understand that cancer is nobody's fault. It can happen to anybody. And you know, advocacy in cancer, nobody talks about it to them in the rural community. They feel they've offended the gods too. There was a lot of advocacy in the city, but the rural communities we all go to, whenever I'll go there and we'll say this is cancer, they tell us, no, they've offended the gods. That is why this came upon them, the rot came upon them. That is the drive. That is our mission, why we'll go to the rural communities, mostly advocacy and support.
That's, That's fantastic. You know, also, thank you very much.
A lot of them getting back on their feet is a huge challenge because they don't know how to come back to the society because of the stigma and everything. So we try to tell people, lend your voice, support, and don't stigmatize or condemn anyone because cancer can happen to anybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much. No, we really appreciate that. So that support that you give, and I must say the three of you are a huge inspiration. A lot of people seeing you now can't believe the number of years you've survived. But I think speaking on this program is going to give a lot of people hope. So thank you very much for coming and for sharing all that you have with us.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
you for sharing all your thoughts and your information and your presence, your very presence with us really means a great deal. So thank you very much for all that you do, all of you, in the special ways in which you do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.